This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. If you catch Governor Chris Sununu at the State House or on the campaign trail, it generally won't be too long before he drops a certain biographical tidbit.
I'm an engineer, right, by trade. I'm civil and environmental engineer.
My focus as an environmental engineer.
I was an environmental engineer. I love the concept. I'm an environmental engineer.
But by the governor's own accounting, it's been a decade since he really worked as an engineer. And Sununu's political opponents have questioned his professional credentials for years. NHPR's Josh Rogers has been looking into the governor's engineering background, and he joins me now. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So as we've heard, the governor talks a great deal about being an engineer. Why does he bring it up so much?
Well, you know, it tends to come up mostly when he's trying to express authority. It comes up a lot where its potential relevance is obvious, say on issues like water quality, energy, or climate change. But the governor also weaves engineering into less obvious policy areas like child protection or the mental health system. Then it seems like a shorthand way to suggest as someone who gets what I guess you could call systems architecture. And, you know, I do have to say the engineering talk does appear to come quite naturally to him. And he did study environmental engineering at MIT.
So the engineering degree is a fact. It's from MIT. So what is at issue here?
Well, you know, engineering is a licensed profession and licensed at the state level, and Governor Sununu has never held an engineering license. I was able to verify that in June 2002. California did grant him an engineer in training status. California is where he lived and worked at the time. And to be an engineer in training, you do have to pass an exam, fundamentals of engineering. But to become a fully licensed engineer, the governor would have had to complete 4 years of work under the supervision of a licensed engineer and then pass another exam, the principles and practice of engineering. The governor did work under licensed engineers, but never took that second exam, and so he never became a fully licensed engineer.
Now, you mentioned that the governor's background as an engineer has been something his political opponents have poked at through the years.
Well, they have, you know, mostly on social media. And then last week, the liberal political group Granite State Progress sent out what I'd say is the most aggressive critique of Sununu's work history that I'd ever seen. It casts Sununu's lack of licensure as an indication he could have committed felonies. And, you know, that's certainly not the conclusion I share after looking at the governor's record. But for reporters assessing opposition research, which can often be quite tendentious, is part of the job. And, you know, Governor Sununu does talk about being an engineer a great deal, and practicing improperly can certainly be a crime. And, you know, what's important here, though, is that, you know, we really don't know a lot about Governor Sununu's private sector work. When he first ran for governor, his family name and his role and his family's ownership of Waterville Valley was what really got most of the focus. And, you know, we still don't know really too much about that beyond the facial. So for all those reasons, we figured we'd give this a look.
And so the bottom line is that Governor Sununu is trained as an engineer, but was never fully licensed as one.
Yes. And, you know, according to the engineering credentialing experts I spoke with, only about 20% of people with engineering degrees do become fully licensed. And, you know, by dint of passing the fundamentals exam and his work experience, the governor was on the path to getting to a fully licensed status, but he would have needed to take and pass another 8-hour exam.
So why didn't he try to become fully licensed?
Well, why don't we let the governor himself explain? I put the question to him this week.
No, I was only, I mean, I would have pursued it probably around the time I was leaving the profession. So I decided, you know, engineering wasn't going to be a full-time, you know, long-term career for me. So I made the choice, well, I'm not going to get the PE license because I was going to move on to other things. So.
And he did move on. He worked for his family and then at Waterville. But as for calling himself an engineer, is that right?
Well, it's kind of a judgment call. If Chris Sununu were out there working in an engineering field, the standards would boil down to this. To do certain things, he'd need a state-issued license or need to be working under the supervision of someone who has one. Sununu seems to have always done that, and that was in California and Massachusetts and in New Hampshire. And, you know, in the course of looking into this issue, I spoke with a man named Arthur Schwartz. He's general counsel to the National Professional Society of Engineers. And, you know, as you might imagine, he'd be the sort of fellow who favors precision when it comes to those who should or shouldn't call themselves engineers. And he told me that given Sununu's resume, it would, in his estimation, be, quote, not inappropriate for him to have the title engineer. But Schwartz also said that, you know, the governor's repeatedly saying he's an engineer and putting it in the present tense when he never had a license runs the risk of misleading people.
You know, he said if he was trained as an engineer, he has a degree in engineering, that would probably be a more accurate description of who he is and what he is.
So, Josh, one final question. Do you think the governor will continue to talk up being an engineer now?
Yes. And based on my experience covering him for the last years, I'd say even if he wanted to stop saying it, it would be a hard rhetorical habit for him to break.
All right. NHPR's Josh Rogers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.